Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Look at the Person Right in Front of You.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus said to them, The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak, otherwise the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skin, and the wine is lost, and so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins. For the past 9 years, I've lived in our convent in the retirement home. There I often brought the communion to our residents on Sundays. Many of them could no longer wanted to come to our house chapel, but they had the opportunity to watch Holy Mass on the house channel on their own television. In this way, they were able to celebrate with the congregation in the house. Often enough, however, when I came to the residence rooms with the Eucharist, I experienced that another channel was tuned into the television, that the residents did not have the television on at all, or perhaps they were asleep. In this situation, there was not enough time to celebrate a communion in the room because there were 20 or 30 other residents waiting for the Holy Communion. A short prayer with the resident then had to suffice. And most of the time I thought, it is not the way it should be, but at the same time it is the Lord himself who wants to come to the people. And today's gospel encourages me to act in this way, because that is exactly what Jesus is talking about. Actually, fasting would be indicated. Actually, it would be right now to save resources to mend the old piece of cloth. But if you look at it rationally, it is not at all sensible or conducive to life. Imagine a wedding where the guests don't eat and don't drink, look sadly ahead, and don't want to celebrate the happiness of the bride and groom. This would not be appropriate at all. Those who strictly follow the rules may even end up destroying more than preserving. When the new wine has destroyed the old wineskin, both are gone. The wine has been spilled and the old wineskin can no longer be used for anything else. So it is a matter of acting with a sense of proportion. Or to keep in mind a word that is guiding for the Boy Scouts. Look at the boy, look at the girl. This means looking at the people you have in front of you and acting accordingly. As Christians, however, it also means always thinking of Jesus himself in the same way in the community. If he is here among us, how is it appropriate to behave? It is good if we can then simply follow existing rules. But we also need not to be afraid to apply the rules differently if we think Jesus right along with us and look to him. Then we can trust that we will not fast when it is inappropriate. Then we will realize if it's still worth mending the old cloth, And then we will also recognize how to handle the wine so that it will not be lost. For this, the Holy Spirit is with us and gives us the necessary creativity. Let us let Him blow and work, especially in these times which require a lot of creativity and which we must always decide anew what is now life-promoting and meaningful, or in the sense of Jesus. Amen.